Hollywood, not the industry, but the neighborhood of Los Angeles, may soon become a city unto itself. A state redistricting board yesterday voted to place the issue of Hollywood secession from Los Angeles on the November ballot, alongside a similar measure for the San Fernando Valley. If both areas were to secede, it would leave Los Angeles with about a third fewer residents, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The small but enthusiastic crowd of secessionists met early yesterday morning at the corner of, where else, Hollywood and Vine. They were about to take the subway to downtown L.A., the seat of municipal power they say has neglected their crime-ridden neighborhood for decades. But first, they stopped to hear a rendition of what songwriter Bill Courtney hopes will become a new Hollywood City's theme song.
This is the town where your wildest dreams can become a reality. There may be some shaking, a little earthquaking, but a wooden trade quivers for wintertime shivers.
Then it was on to the meeting that would decide whether years of organizing and petition gathering would pay off. The Local Area Formation Commission, known by its peculiar acronym LAFCO, would vote on whether a Hollywood city was financially viable enough to make the ballot. But not before nearly 7 hours of impassioned debate and public comment.
Yes, the court reporter has run out of paper.
Many pro-secession speakers stress the kind of bread-and-butter services they say L.A. has gotten far too big to provide properly. Resident Missy Kelly.
There's a pothole at the end of my block that I can't get fixed. I want a city council person who's going to live in my neighborhood, who's going to drive down my street, who's going to get stuck on my block.
Joe Shea told of how both Hollywood and Beverly Hills started as independent cities, but in 1910, Los Angeles threatened to cut off their water unless they agreed to be annexed. Beverly Hills, said Shea, stayed independent and went on to become synonymous with prosperity.
But Hollywood's history is a tale of a journey interrupted, a destiny unfulfilled, a hope unrealized. Instead of the proud city of the hills, Hollywood is a bastard child of a broken home.
But secession opponent Terry Hughes found a different metaphor involving children. Hughes noted how the secession process is often compared to a municipal divorce, which he finds comforting.
It is we, the children, the citizens of Los Angeles, who will be voting on this. And I would submit that if most divorces were left to the children, you'd have far, far fewer divorces in this country.
In fact, to win, the Hollywood and Valley secession measures must be passed by both a majority in each breakaway region and a majority of all L.A. voters. When the LAFCO board finally decided to put Hollywood secession on the ballot, supporters went wild. The man leading the Hollywood secession effort, Gene LaPietra, owner of two Hollywood gay nightclubs, was already trying out his campaign slogans for a run for mayor of the new city.
Putting pride back into Hollywood. People will be able to walk the streets and say, they're proud to live in Hollywood, work in Hollywood, and visit Hollywood.
But Cameron Flanagan, who fought unsuccessfully to have several neighborhoods excluded from the new city, was disappointed.
Honestly, I feel like it's a bit of a land grab. I love the city of Los Angeles.
Flanagan wants to give LA a chance to become more responsive to residents with a new system of neighborhood councils. LAFCO did resolve one other burning issue yesterday. If it breaks away, Hollywood will get custody of the famous sign that bears its name. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.